Hi, Gregory.
Hi, Vanya. I have Kyle, one of my associates at my business, on the other line with us, and he'll be able to help me to understand all the things you guys are talking about. So feel free, say hi to Kyle, and then go ahead and explain everything to him like you did to me, and then we'll probably have some questions.
Hi, Kyle. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, my name is Vanya. What I was talking to Gregory about earlier today was that we are a program that positions the company on the first page of Google whenever anybody is looking for the services that you offer. Okay, Kyle. So it's basically search engine optimization. Right now we did, with Gregory and I did a quick search of how Bella Bathrooms is actually positioned on Google. He mentioned that you guys are working with the program already. But I noticed.
Yeah, it's very bad.
I was going to say it in another way, but yes. I noticed that not even when searching for bathroom remodels, you're appearing on Google, not even like on the fourth page. So the thing here it's been a long time. 69 months is too much. We get you guys on that first page of Google from day 30 to day 45. Okay. The program comes and it's very completed because we are Google Premier Partners. Okay. When it comes to this, we know the do's and don'ts. Gregory actually went through a set of verification questions before going down to me. And we know that you guys, this company is a very good fit for this. Okay. And you guys noticed that program is not really working out for you. What I had some questions about here, Kyle, was that because you guys already have a Google business profile, do you guys have like the access to it?
Do we, Greg? I don't know. I don't know that question.
By access, how would you define that?
Like, do you have like a username and password for you guys to be able to manage it? Maybe put pictures on it or change the name or something like that, just to control it, or does the other program control everything?
I think they control it.
Okay. But
as of now.
Okay. And do you guys receive any emails from Google directly when anything comes up, like a review or something like that? How do you guys see that?
Yeah, Greg, you do see the reviews when they pop up, right?
Yeah, I get a notification, and I check on there once every couple of weeks just to see if anything
popped up. Oh, okay. Where does that notification get to you? Is it through your email, through an app?
Emails.
Okay, then you do have control, Gregory, okay? This is a good thing. We can actually get that back, okay? Basically, right now, if you are canceling the other program that I think you guys are, you just have to let them know, like, we want this over if they change the password or anything, because we need admin control for that. Not that we are taking completely over. We just need to be able to come in and just move around some stuff, okay? But our programmers are definitely going to be able to help you with that. I just wanted to make sure that you receive, you guys yourself, those emails. So that's good. When it comes to the website, right now, because probably you guys are hosting it with them, we are able to host that website too. Okay, so if that domain is under you guys' name, do you know that by any chance, Kyle?
Say that again.
Do you guys own the domain, the bellabathremodel.com?
The website?
Mm-hmm.
I think, the guy that we're paying, builtright.com or whatever, I think that they do. I'm not sure. We've been trying to get in touch with them for a couple of weeks to ask that question, and they're kind of ducking us. So I'm kind of assuming they have control and they're just trying to milk the clock, get another month's payment or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the domain, we can actually just transfer it over. Okay, so that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is if it's under their name and they own it, we'd have to just buy them out. Okay, domains usually are not that expensive. but we would have to be able to do this transfer over to our hosting, okay? Because we need that website to keep you guys optimized, okay?
Right. How much usually is that to buy a domain?
Usually when nobody owns it, it's like $10. So if they own it, it probably is going to be like $30, $40 maybe. They're not expensive at all, especially if you're not like a Google.com or something. Maybe max $50, but we can help you out with that, okay? We just need to make sure all the information is clear, and I'm noting everything for our programmers, okay? So
one quick question before I forget it though for you. When you said that we would show up on the first page of Google,
mm-hmm.
how many, is that like a dozen? We'd show up with like the first dozen companies, or how many companies are on one page?
So Kyle, when you actually do a search on Google, you see that map section that you see all the companies and the map next to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's considered first page placement. Sometimes it gives you the extra of more companies there, and it will open up this whole page of map. That is the first page. Usually it's like 10 to 12, but because we are programming and we are focused on out programming your competition, usually we get like from 2 to 8, and then it keeps changing. Sometimes you guys will be number 1, and then you'll be number 3. But what we do here is just keep optimizing everything we need for you to be on the top spots, okay? But always on that first page, okay? Because right now when we did the search for bathroom remodels, you guys are not even like on the 61st place. So that's not, yeah. So we want to push you over, okay? That's what it is. And another thing that's already included, Kyle, is actually we get you guys submitted to the top 5 directories, okay? So it's not just Google. We work with Facebook, Bing, Apple, and Yelp as well. We've seen that all of these directories help out every company, especially small to medium companies, to just get that information up and running, okay? And Google sees that. That is how we push a little bit more, okay? I did ask Gregory if you guys have control of the Facebook business Facebook business page. Do you know that? You guys do?
That I know we don't have control over. We've already ran into some snags trying to like upload stuff, yada yada, and we've always had to go through Tony.
Okay. That's the guy from the program?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm sure that he owns it all. I would just assume he owns everything that he set up.
Okay. So what we do here is just through a personal account, maybe Gregory's or yours, it can be Gregory's, and then we set that up with his account, but it will be separate from his personal account. Okay. We just need a personal account to create a new business profile, and then we can all have like admin control on that, because on this package, we include Facebook ads. Okay, so when somebody's looking for you guys on Google and it's not calling you but did the search, they will be saturated and captured through Facebook, okay? I was letting Gregory know that we capture 90% of people who are not calling you directly through Google, through Facebook, okay? So that has a lot of power going on. We also get you guys on Amazon Alexa and, of course, the exposure that covers mobile devices, okay? So we cover all of your bases. And the most important thing here, Kyle, is that this is a month-to-month thing, and we are a results-based company, okay? So when starting today with us, everything is set on a two-month verbal agreement, but if by the third month you guys don't see any results, you guys are able to cancel. That's how sure we are about our program and what we can do, okay? We will get your results. You will be able to see yourselves on that first page of Google from day 30 to day 45. No exceptions, okay? It's not going to happen, okay? If you guys don't see that, definitely by the third month, you guys can cancel, no problem, okay?
Okay.
Do you have
Facebook, utilizing Facebook, you mean like it's that thing where like, if someone's on their phone and it hears them over, like, or
yes.
Is it off Google searching and then they'll see ads of Bella? Or is it they listen to, because I know phones will also listen to what you're saying around them, and then ads will pop up, Or is it both?
It's both. Usually, it works, it's reprogramming through Google. And because Google is linked to every phone, even if it's like Bixby or Siri, I think it is for Apple, it is listening. So you're basically doing Google searches, and that's why the phone is listening. So that's how it's redirected. Okay. But mainly it's Google, specifically the people that are interested who are typing in. That's the ones that are getting the most ads. But other people who are searching other stuff that could be something like yours, they will pop up as well. Okay. So we cover all of those bases.
So once you get control of the website domains, you guys also like fix the website up?
Yeah.
This guy did like kind of a real primitive job on it. Doesn't look that good. Looks like a middle schooler could have thrown it together.
It doesn't seem so bad, but of course we can create a new one if you want to. Okay.
Well, I'm saying comparing to like the big guys that are in our local market,
True.
You go on their
okay.
website and then you go on ours, it's very noticeable that, you know,
okay.
not a lot of effort's been put into it.
Our business website has got so much junk on there, 90% of it needs to be eliminated.
Yeah,
it's,
you want
this
something
is so
simpler.
Confusing and
yeah. okay,
he's
I get
got
what you're
all
saying.
Generic he has all generic pictures on there, none of our actual jobs before and after.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
And it doesn't flex any of like the special things about us, like
okay.
our product's antimicrobial, the lifetime warranty, the easy payment plans, none of that.
Okay. Oh no, then we can scrap everything. Okay, we'll create a new website for you. We just need the domain for that. Okay. So.
Well, here's the problem with that. We don't want to lose the reviews we have on there. On the website, we've got like 15 five-star reviews. We got a perfect score on there. We don't want to lose it.
Okay, you're talking about Google or the website?
I'm talking about the website right now.
Yeah, you see, review us on Google, read reviews from high-quality bathroom auto products, and there's like a 5.0 out of 5 stars based on 13 reviews. And you guys have, but I think it's linked to Google here, Kyle.
Because on Google we only have like 3 or 4 or something reviews. There's also one bad review on there.
That's what I was talking with Greg about, that you guys have 2 different Google business profiles. Did you know that, Kyle? There's one with like 8 reviews, and there's another one with a little bit more. Let me just go back to it. I can't find it.
Yeah, the website's got a little bit more.
Okay. So we
this
have
is all good information,
everything.
Greg. This is just
shit
that Tony's been fucking up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good when you guys are being seen in 2 different Google business profiles. That doesn't work. That makes Google not want for you guys to appear there because your information can be just false. You know what I mean? What we are doing here.
Unbelievable.
This is going to help you guys so much. I believe so. So give me 1 second. Just typing in all of the notes because I want to make sure that we focus on everything that has been done wrong by this Tony guy. Okay. So yeah, Kyle, there's a Bella Bathroom LLC and there's a Bella Bathroom. Both of which
so quick question,
are
if,
to the same website. Mm-hmm.
If you link them, does that mean like if we post a review on Google, it'll go right on the website too? Because right now we have to like have customers leave a review on the website, then on Google, then on Facebook if we want reviews everywhere. It's really annoying.
No, well, the actual benefit of the program is that we'll ask for you to download an app. That app will have a request review button there that will automatically go to Google because it's where we want it to be optimized. And there is like a widget we can do for your website, but it's going to be the same reviews. Okay. So if somebody is clicking review, whatever service you did, it's going to be linked. We need that to be all consistent, not to be all over the place. Okay. So with the website and Google, everything will be together. For Facebook, it's a little different. But we can also link it to the same Google business profile. Okay, so everything will be synced together. And that's how we get you optimized and anchored to that first page. That's what we do. That's basically
okay.
everything that we do. Okay. Do you guys have any more questions for me about this?
Kyle, didn't you want to ask her something about the Yelp or any other things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just includes Yelp, so
it does.
I kind of set up like a free profile. I don't know if you guys mm-hmm. would just take it over and handle it.
Yeah, we will. It's very, very basic. You do have some information here. That's how we found you, just for you guys to let you
know. Yeah, that's what I told Greg. I'm like, that's how you probably found us.
Yeah. We need to optimize, obviously, the pictures, the before and afters we can also do here on Yelp. Get that website optimized in here. But everything looks good here on Yelp. I mean, there's nothing bad. We just need to focus on that as well. But we do that. We manage it for you guys. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, gentlemen?
And then what were the cost amounts now?
Okay. So because we are running a special today, the actual price today for you guys monthly is $299. Okay. That will not change. I don't know if with the program that you guys were on, did that price, was it a flat rate as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
Okay. So what we are doing here is starting out with the month-to-month $299. Today we just need to add a setup fee of $99. So it will only be $398, but next month and month after that, it's only $299. Okay. But everything that we mentioned is including creating a new website for you guys.
What about, do you know why there's a problem? This guy we got now says the problem is with us being able to put photos on with the Google review and nothing ever goes on there. He says it's because they laid off Google 10,000 to 15,000 people and they don't have the manpower to do this stuff.
Google does not have the manpower, or Tony does not have the manpower?
Google, he said they laid off 10 to 15,000 people. So he says they're way behind. But every customer. Every customer, when we were at their house and the job was done and we're helping them to walk through and put the review, when it comes time to upload the pictures, they upload the pictures and we're watching them do this and then they click the final button. None of those ever posted anywhere on the Google, but when they only do just a typed in review with no photos attached, it goes on almost instantly and shows up.
Okay.
So there's something weird with when you add photos to the Google reviews. They never show up and get posted.
Well, we can look into that. That's a question that I have not been asked before. I think that question can go through directly to one of my programmers. Because if you guys want to focus on having pictures with the reviews, we can try and do so. But if I'm checking out other companies, maybe reviews, I don't see any pictures, but I'm not the best person to answer that. But I'm sure that can be done. I don't think Google doesn't have enough people to do this. I mean, that sounds just like an excuse. But we can get you a real response. It's just not my section. That would be with the programmer, okay?
We know that it can be done because we've seen other businesses that have photos on
there.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
And it gives you the option of it gives you the option of adding photos when you're doing the review. It's just that they never show up, and the review does not show up either. It's like it kills everything when you try to add the pictures.
Yeah, and there's a random phantom bad review from a dude in Texas.
Yeah,
he's been up there for 2 months, and Tony's like, we can't get it off. We're putting tickets in with Google, and again, he throws out that they laid off all the people out there. I don't know if it's sabotage. I don't know if it's what, but nothing that the dude says makes any sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's just making me a little bit confused because this is not something that I've heard about. And like I said, we are Google Premier partners, so we know the do's and don'ts. When it comes to reviews, we are very focused on them. Maybe the reviews that they were leaving were through the website instead of Google because you guys were all over the place. But one of my programmers already told me that yes, we can make that happen. So your pictures with the reviews are going to be able to appear. Okay. I don't know what the other guy was talking about. That's making me a little bit confused. So I asked, but we can make that happen. That's not even hard.
Would we need some special direction? Because we usually get these reviews when the job's done and Kyle's at the customer's house and helping them to word the review. And then if we're doing something wrong, we need to be told by your programmer or you guys what that is in order to get the pictures to go up with the review so that we don't keep repeating the same error. And then
I don't think there's an error, Gregory. Like I said, you'll have that request review button on the app, and that button sends them a link. That's a link directly to Google. They will be able to upload those pictures with the comments and just send them directly. If that is not happening, we can check that out. But it's weird that even through Google, those reviews are not appearing according to this Tony guy, because I don't see why. Why wouldn't they be? So just for you guys to on a safe space here, you guys will manage everything through the app as well. Okay. You will see what's going on and you'll see what's going wrong. And if something's going wrong, you can definitely just give us a call and we'll fix it. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing to do would be then to test, have a friend or somebody, do a Google review and with photos and then test it and see if it goes up.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, we take about 23 days to program everything for you guys to start appearing on the 30th day. When that button is activated, let me just give you like the exact moment it will be activated. So the dashboard will be activated from day 5 to day 15, okay? And the review button will be activated around day 23, so we could try with a friend. And you guys can actually send it to friends and family all over, okay? What we are focused here is getting you guys reviews, okay? And we could do a test run before then, and then the review will just start appearing on the 30th to 45th day, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, Greg. So what do you guys say? Should we do it? You guys should try it. It is a month to month, and I know you guys are loving it. I mean, this Tony guy, I don't really know what to say about him.
Well, I mean, he was recommended to us by the BCI manufacturer of the product we install.
Okay.
So who knows? Maybe, I mean, there could be maybe the big players are fucking telling them to sabotage us. I don't know. And hurt us.
But you guys,
it's been months of this.
Get out of that. Uh-huh. And like I said, we are focused here on results. It's not going to be 6 to 9 months for you guys to notice that this is not working. It will literally just let you know that by the second month, it is working and it's giving you guys results. Okay. That's how sure I am of this program.
Right.
Okay.
And you guys are in California, right?
We are based in California, yes.
Okay. Well, give Kyle and myself a little bit of time this afternoon to discuss all this. And I got one more person from our warehouse that I want to run by this all too and get their input.
So, Gregory,
call back this afternoon.
Uh-huh. What would be stopping you guys from closing right now?
Just getting everybody's input. Get everybody's input and got to keep in mind that there's a million companies like yourselves all saying the same thing. We might want to just like dig into maybe your reviews a little bit and, you know, like the Tony guy, you know, like he said all the same things. Oh, this is going to bring in 15 leads a month and it's like one or two, and we just don't want to, you know, jump into something and keep bleeding money, you know, but based off of what we've said in this conversation and what you've had to say, I can tell right off the rip, you guys obviously know more about what you're doing than this guy. And your services encompass a lot more than his do, at a better rate as well. Mm-hmm. So I'd say you guys are in the lead right now, but like Greg said, we just need to run it by, you know, I'm the sales manager. We have an office manager. Kind of just all congregate and see how we all feel about it.
Okay. So So I do understand that you both see the value in this. And like I said, it's not going to happen again with the program and just wasting money. This is an investment, and I know you'll get your investment back by the second month, okay? So like I said, it is month to month. You guys see the value. This is what we can do for you, and everything will be actually sent to you in writing, so you guys will be able to see, like, point by point everything we talked about and what results you guys will be getting, okay? I do understand that you guys are a complete company, but like I told Gregory, this is an exclusive spot. So I would love to know what the other person might ask, or if I can send some information to just push the process a little bit, because my colleagues are calling other companies for this spot, okay? Oh, and I didn't say this to you, Kyle, but once we start working with you guys, we do not work with anybody else who does what you do in your area, because we outprogram the competition, okay?
Do we get that in writing as well?
Yeah, everything goes in writing.
Okay.
Okay. So this is why it is a matter of you guys saying yes, you guys saying no, because I wouldn't want you guys to lose this spot, okay? Especially because you guys have been through whatever this Tony guy did, okay?
Yeah. Well, we should have a decision made today.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So it's 1:40. Around what time are you guys able to talk to the third person?
That's on you, Greg, but I got to go. I got to go to this lead.
Yeah, within 2 hours, we'll be able to get back to you.
Okay. Perfect, Greg. And is there any way, Greg, that we can connect the other person and just, like, switch from Kyle to the other person?
No, like I said, we'll be able to fill them in.
Yeah, I got to go on this appointment. I can't I'll be able this to, anymore.
I'll be able to fill them in. Kyle's got to take off. So,
okay.
Vanya, I will call you guys back, like I say, 1:40 here now, before 4
Maybe
o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Before. Okay, Greg. Okay, so let me know if you need any more information for this third person, and hopefully we can start the program then, okay?
Okay, and then in order to start, would we need to find out these things from the guy that we're with presently?
No, I will actually set a client interview for you guys on Monday, and that's when you'll get all of the information that we need from you guys, and you'll still have time. Okay, it's not like we are you'll get like direct instructions from our programmers on that client interview.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. Okay, Greg. So, you have my number. You'll talk to third person and we'll talk in a little bit.
Right, sounds good.
Okay, perfect, Greg. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.